Welcome to the Bringing Intimacy Back Show, where intimacy is real. If you desire to intimately connect with yourself, your significant other, children, family, friends, community, and your higher power, this show is for you. Thus, we explore intimate topics, inspiring life stories, spirituality, and insightful tips on strengthening relationships. This show is hosted by Dr. April and her co-host, Dr. Kelly. Now let's get this episode of the Bringing Intimacy Back Show started, because we share with you the secret power to intimacy to create a life you love, or love the life you create. Now here's your host, Dr. April, and co-host, Dr. Kelly.
Welcome to the Bringing Intimacy Back Show, where intimacy is real. I'm so sorry, Dr. Kelly will not be with us today, but she'll definitely join us next time. And happy belated birthday, Dr. Kelly. It's her birthday yesterday. So welcome to the show. This show is about intimacy. I know I say that all the time, but intimacy, as I look at it, it's connected in so many different ways. In fact, I want to let you guys know that, of course, I have this book called Improving Intimacy. It's actually a series that I'm doing. And in the first book, it talks about the variety of intimacies between the intimacy of yourself, the intimacy with your higher power, spiritual, the intimacy with your partner, the communication, emotional. And I just want to let you know the book is on Amazon, as always, but it's now on Audible, so you can get it. The second book is out there, which talks a little bit about yourself. It's called Intimacy. It's all about you. And right now, I'm also working on, later this fall, releasing a third book about all the different expressions of intimacy. So definitely check that out. One of the things also in this show that we talk about a lot is charity, is helping out. And helping out the community, you actually become more intense with yourself. And also, it just brings a level of connection, which is what I hope this show is about. So the charity of the month that we're doing is talking about backpacks, because as we all know, even here in this area, all the kids are going back to school. There's a lot of stress going out there, and parents are struggling because of a variety of reasons. So if you can help out, think about it, with backpacks. One good organization, it's called Kids in Need Foundation. Check that out. Their website is www.kinf.org. Okay, so let's get into today's topic. Well, today's topic, of course, is always centered around intimacy. And I have, you know, sometimes you connect with someone. And so I was searching through different people to have in the show. This was last year. And so I have a returning person. Her name's April Natalia. Hi, April. How are you doing?
It's April Natalie.
April Natalie. Sorry, April Natalie.
It's okay. We just practiced that, but you did great. April Natalie, I'm doing great. I love being with Dr. Brown. She has such a great energy about her. I love being on your show. It's always fun to just talk about, you know, life and just everything that we're going through. And I'm here to share a couple things today as well, too. So thank you again for having me.
Yes. And so April brings to the table, when we talk about intimacy, something different that we don't talk about often. It's that intimate connection with past loved ones.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. And she actually wrote a book, which is called Inside Your Heaven. You got to flip it around.
There you go.
And it talks about, and I was actually reading it last night, and of course reading it earlier, but it talks about how April's a medium that has helped people connect with individuals who have passed away. And I know in talking with clients and stuff, many times we struggle with people when people die. We're like, oh my gosh, what happened? We feel lost. We feel hurt. We feel sometimes betrayed, grief, you know, anger, frustration. I miss them. Yes. And you provide a service that helps a lot of times with closure, a service of connecting. And one thing that I do like about April, she is real.
Thank you.
That aspect, yes, and very talented. So every time that you and I have connected, we've shared experiences, and you've even shared where my loved ones have appeared. So yes. So I would like to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. So as we are starting this show, I always ask everyone, what does intimacy mean to you?
Intimacy, you know, it doesn't always have to go back to, oh, you know, relationship, like a romantic one.
Right.
It could be any type of relationship that you have with any soul that you connect with in this life. And I think the great thing about what I do is when a past loved one steps forward in a reading, they give me those intimate details that I could not possibly make up. And I pretty much just let go of myself. I surrender to let them show me those things, because I'm very clairvoyant where I'll see them. And, you know, I want to bring up a story that of a reading that I just had the other day. I had a grieving mother come to me, and she was just so distraught. Her son passed from pediatric cancer. And he showed me, you know, just how much his mother loved him. She tried everything possible to save him. She even got to the point where she was smuggling in, and this was brought up in the reading as well. You know, my mother tried everything. She smuggled in cannabis oil as well into the hospital room to give to me to try till the last, you know, breath he took to save him. And then he showed me an iguana. So I said to her, do you see iguanas? I know she was from California, but she came to Chicago to see me. And she was like, no, I didn't know if iguanas even existed over there in California. I've never been there. And the next day I got a message from her. And but anyways, her son wanted her to know that he was going to show her this sign of an iguana. And the next day, when she arrived to Florida, she sent me a picture of this like 5-foot-long iguana.
Wow.
So there's no way you can make these things up. And even the intimate details of the mother trying to save him in that special way, and just the things that she did for him. I think I was able to provide just, you know, validation and evidence for her to help her grieving moments still here in this physical world while her son is on the other side, you know, the afterlife, heaven. And what they truly show me is it's right here, you know, amongst us. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things you said just in the beginning is that, and when we're talking about intimacy, is that you open yourself up.
Yes.
Even in starting in reading the book, Inside Heaven.
Yeah. I let a lot out in this book, too.
Yeah, yes. You do let a lot out.
Yeah.
But it's also about how you yourself open yourself up to be intimate in the sense of your talents.
Yes.
And gifts.
Yes.
And the other world.
Yeah. And there's also, you know, intimate details, too, that come through from the other side that you know, like I said, it doesn't always have to be a romantic situation. And sometimes a grieving widow will come to me and they'll show me intimate details between her and her spouse who is on the other side.
Right.
You know, I had this widow come to me and her husband stepped forward and he showed me the flannel that she still sleeps with every night.
Right.
You know, and that just shocked her because it's been years and she still sleeps with it, whether she's wearing it or next to her pillow to smell it. You know, those are very intimate details, you know. And then other things come through to try to help her during her grief, because they show me things that, you know, also since his passing, she has developed a drinking habit. So that's when I start to tell her, listen, he wants you to really seek out the professional help, like Dr. Brown and your colleagues, to really help you through your really deep grieving moments, you know. So I really try, because I'm a nurse as well, too, before, and I started doing this, you know, I came out doing this to everyone, but I really recognize the medical field as well, too, and I think that it's awesome to collaborate the spiritual world with, you know, the medical field.
Right, right. Because are you still doing nursing?
No, not right now.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's like that, yeah.
And that's okay.
No, and that's okay, yes, yes. The other concept that people may be saying, because you have your book, that's Inside Heaven.
Inside Your Heaven, yeah.
Yeah, Inside Your Heaven, and then we're talking about loved ones. In your book, you define what heaven is. You define the concept of heaven. Can you share that with the audience?
So what, you know, ever since a little girl, I was always just the type to really look up at the sky. I was always wondering what it was like inside of heaven. My mom kind of gave us the opportunity and dropped us off at the front steps of the church to go learn our Catholic ways. Yeah. And that was the language that I was taught.
Right.
Then that opened me up to prayer, and then my mind just works into the meditation type of form that I'm able to really connect with the other side since a little girl. I was always wondering what it was like inside heaven. And then people started to come to me as a little girl, and I would get very scared because then they start to tell me or show me how they died. And sometimes it was self-inflicted. So we did have a previous owner in one of the houses that we lived in. And they,
that was probably scary.
They committed suicide. Yeah. So I was very much almost like that movie, Sixth Sense, you know, so it was very scary to me. But then sometimes my loved ones would show up that I never met. So it would be like my mother's grandmother. And I recognized her from the picture on my grandma's nightstand. So they would provide comfort and everything. And as I got older and more people or things started happening, when they passed, they always would come to me in dreams. Mm. So it was more vividly, and they would give me the evidence that you just can't make up. And after my stepfather passed away, I think that was like the final straw where it's like, April, get up already. You're really gifted. You got to help people with this type of ability. And he was a police officer, so he knew that once he crossed over, he had to really provide the evidence for me, and he did. Okay. So, but we had a conversation before his passing too, you know, and that's in the first chapter of the book, like, if anything ever happens to you, you can come to me. And he did. And he would show me things.
So how does connecting with loved ones help people who have lost someone? How does that help in their process of grief?
I think they're just like me as a child. When your loved ones pass, everyone wonders, where do they go?
Okay.
So I think with my book, I was able to provide the evidence of what they show me as a medium. They're right here. They're right here next to us, because why wouldn't they choose us to be their heaven? Mm. Right? And they show me things that they do. I had a grieving woman. She's a single mom of two boys. And her mom came through and she says, tell my daughter that I love her new haircut. And she was like, what? She goes, I haven't really gotten my hair cut in 3-4 years since my mother passed away.
Right.
And so that intimate detail really helped her. Oh my God, she sees these things, you know. But she also said, tell those boys to stay away from the street. And they're hitting the ball in the street.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then she said Punky Brewster. When I said that, she was like, oh my God, my mother used to call me Punky because I have those blue eyes and dark hair, just like Punky Brewster.
Right.
So
right.
I think them just getting a little taste, and what I'm shown is that, like I said, they just leave this physical form and their consciousness really lives on, all that love and light. We don't take that fear, that ego, that's part of the human self.
Right.
And they just show me that's what they take with their, but they're right here. They're right here.
Right. Yeah. It's a concept that some people are trying to like, oh my gosh, that means heaven is right here among us, but it's in a different dimension.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's multidimensional. So, and that's what I say towards the end of the book too. And I talk about, like, I think I provided you guys with enough evidence to really prove to you that there is more to life than this. We would be ignorant to say that the universe, you know, that it's so big. There's so much more consciousness and awareness out there, you know?
Right,
and I think now, you know, with everything that's going on in the world right now, we're losing so many people because of COVID, you know, and we all signed up for this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think people are really starting to wake up spiritually.
Right.
You know, everyone's going to therapy to seek the medical side from wonderful doctors like you.
Right.
And then they're coming to me to seek that spiritual, side. So,
So we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about connecting with the other side. Like you said, how do we feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
And get into deeper parts of this. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
Are you wanting a vacation in paradise? A vacation to rekindle the passion. A vacation without the kids. A vacation where you can learn how to communicate, where you and your partner actually hear each other and gain insight. If so, vacation counseling is your next vacation. Dr. April Brown has created vacation counseling in Southwest Florida as a perfect option for you and your partner. Our retreats are one couple at a time. We have a variety of packages available to choose from, including virtual couples retreats. If you and your partner are interested in the vacation counseling, please visit us at vacationcounseling.com for more information on pricing and packages. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook to keep track of the latest news, stories, activities, or coupons on vacation counseling and Dr. April's other services. We encourage you to sign up to receive a monthly newsletter called Intimate Connections at draprilbrown.com. Remember, if you and your partner are struggling with communication and intimacy, and you all are looking for a retreat to connect, vacation counseling can be your next vacation in Southwest Florida.
Welcome back to the Bring in Intimacy Show, where intimacy is real. You guys just saw, I talked about a little bit about vacation counseling. And just to let you guys know that in February, vacation counseling is going to Costa Rica. So we'll be definitely there, yes. And in the sense of Costa Rica, and even actually what we're talking about today, it's a lot about the whole spiritual connection with self, with loved ones and past loved ones. So even as myself, who's lost people in my life, like my grandmother and my Nana, some people are wondering, because like you said earlier, within the season, there's a lot of people that are losing people, and it's going fast.
Yes.
And, especially with COVID and the Delta variant, you know, you don't even expect it, and next thing you know, you've lost someone, and you don't feel like you have closure.
Mm-hmm.
How can you, as a person, start to connect with someone who you lost, and you're like missing them, and you're like,
how do you connect with your past loved ones? So what I would recommend is just be very dominant and just remember to write down what you're asking for. So if you're asking them for a specific sign, because you're going to get it, it's going to show up, whether it's a white feather, right, and then you get it, make sure you write it down, thank them for it, sign and date it, time, whatever, and then pick up the phone or text or call the family member that's grieving with your soul group, you know, and just wait. Because then they're going to find that sign. You know, if you need that physical thing here, you know what I'm saying? So oftentimes people will ask for a specific sign and then they go on, you know, about their day, their life, and then they forget about it. And the other side is like, oh my God, I keep trying to get their attention and they're not paying attention. And I've had that come through so many times. And I'm like, listen, your aunt is here and she keeps trying to get your attention. She keeps showing me electrical things go off. And she's like, no, I'm not, no, you know. And then the next day they message me and they're like, tell me why my fire alarms were going up at 5:30 in the morning when I was trying to sleep in on a Sunday.
Right.
And then at 5:45, then 6:30. And then I said, Auntie, I know you're here. Can you please stop it so I could sleep in? And then they stopped.
Okay.
So yeah, you can ask for, not the fire alarms people, just ask for a ladybug and or whatever it may be. And sometimes you'll be driving behind a car and you'll see a billboard with their name or birth date,
right,
or the license plates, you know.
Right.
They're always, yeah.
Yeah, so it's interesting you said that. I know when you and I talked, my father was trying to get my attention. He was deceased. Mm-hmm. And so, yes. So you're right that they sometimes try to get our attention. And then I'm also curious if somehow they show us signs, because mm-hmm. I don't know if I shared with you that sometimes I had seen little crystals, things, and I feel like it's either my grandma or Nana.
But yes.
Is it true that sometimes they show us signs also? Like we want a sign and we say such and such, and then also
you don't have to ask sometimes. Yeah, they'll just show you that sign. Right. They're like, you know, all of a sudden you're sitting on the couch and you look down on the floor and there's a white feather right there, you know? Or you're at work and you're just having a really bad day. You go outside to eat your lunch and the car that drives by has the logo with your mother's name on it.
Right.
You know, pay attention because they're always trying to synchronize the universe in our favor. Okay. And show us that they're all right on the other side. And they're really always trying to let you know that they're right here with us. They choose us as their heaven, you know. Heaven is right here next to us. So,
one of the major or the most common mental health disorder is anxiety.
Yes.
And yes. And as we both know that this season here is traumatic. It's going to be labeled as a traumatic season, 2020 and 2021. Yes. Yes, and anxiety comes from many times of us worrying and not knowing.
Yes.
So can you tell us, like, how
the spiritual side of anxiety?
Yeah. Okay.
So, sorry, I'm like, oh, yay, finally. No. So anxiety for me as a child, you know, I had so much awareness of the world and the energy and people around me, psychically as well, you know, and so I knew when someone was going to be pregnant, and then they literally just found out and they're like, don't tell anybody. But then I had the, you know, afterlife coming to me too. And then there was things that I wrote in the book. One of my like first experiences too was saying goodbye to my best friend's dad. And I had this gut feeling in my stomach. I had really bad anxiety and I didn't know why. And we left to go to a haunted house. And she said, bye, Daddy, I love you. And I was like, bye, Daddy, I love you. And I just knew that was going to be the last time we saw him. I don't know how. And that night he died in a car accident. So my
psychic awareness was just, I felt really responsible. It caused a lot of anxiety for me. So I feel and know that a lot of little children and women and men, everyone, we are all very intuitive beings. We all have these gifts and abilities. Some people have them stronger. So it caused a lot of anxiety as I got older, and especially after that incident, and I felt so responsible.
Right.
You know, so I was able to ask the universe, ask my angels, my past loved ones, I just need the right teacher, the right doctor, therapist to kind of go to. I would go to the doctor and they're like, oh, you're anxious. Okay, here's medication. And I took it for like 4 days and I was like, no, this is not right. This isn't me. And a month or two went by and I found Pat Longo. She wrote the book, and it's like the Bible to spirituality, and it's the gift beneath your anxiety. And she is a spiritual healer. So kind of like you in some ways, but the spiritual side of it for people like me and children like me to go to understand what the language is of the other side, as well as how to set those boundaries so that the anxiety doesn't eat me up. Because so then also, a lot of.
So you have to set, I'm just understanding, you also have to do boundaries with past
the other side. Yeah, or else they'll wake you up at 3 a.m. And a lot of people wake up at 3 a.m.
Yes.
Right? It makes sense. And everyone's like, oh, yeah. Just tell them good night. I give a little bit of a rundown in my book, Inside Your Heaven, available on Amazon and other retail stores. You know, just tell them, listen, Grandma. I know it's you. I just locked the front door because she woke me up. And I was like, my grandmother, she does those things. Your loved ones will wake you up. And you have to tell them, listen, there's no time on the other side. Okay. They don't need sleep like us. They're not in their human self. So they see when we're in a meditative state of mind, and that's when they can go to us. Mm. And it's usually in our sleep around 3 a.m. at REM.
So that time, because you've said that like 10 times already, 3 a.m. Yeah. Special time.
It's usually around that, you know, that
early
when
morning.
That when you're in like your deepest sleep and you have those vivid, great dreams, that's when they are like, all right. And you're having the most vivid dreams. That's when they come to you, or they're able to start messing with electric. But you can set those boundaries with the other side and just tell them, Grandma, if it's you, I love you. Good night. Wake me up if it's a warning. You know, if you really got to warn me, and they will wake you up. They will warn you with many things. If not, good night, you know, put that do not disturb sign on, and, just set your boundaries. And then also there's more things too, that I do every day. I ground, I surround, and I protect myself.
Okay.
So to help with that anxiety too, because I'm very open. I'm very aware. And I was having so many attacks, but it wasn't anxiety attacks. It was psychic attacks, you know? So when I would, like a little girl, I would dream about somebody that was going to die, and then they did. So it scared me. You know?
Right. I can't even imagine also that maybe different souls are talking to you all at once.
Yeah, but not even that. You got to remember being in crowds.
Yes.
Going to school. All these children that are going back to school, they're going to need the spiritual hygiene and protection more than ever, because they've been home in front of a computer for a year and a half, you know? And now that they go to school, they're starting to get tummy aches, because that's where the anxiety comes in. That's where the solar plexus is. And in the heart area, you develop these anxieties there. And if you do just a little prayer every morning and ask God to put you in a bubble of his white light of protection, ground you to this earth, because you're having a human experience right now. And lastly, just envision like a shield of armor to really protect your heart and your solar plexus from all those negative beings, those negative thoughts, you know, and that's kind of what I had to do to set the boundaries to help eliminate the anxiety.
Right. So, have you worked with individuals who have lost people due to COVID?
COVID?
Yeah.
Pandemic. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So,
Okay. And they've come back and said things to their loved ones?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And they, you know, I had a couple weeks ago, a widow come to me, and her husband had came through, and he says, you know, I'm part of the cat. And she goes, oh my God, I just got a new cat for the boys to help. And he's letting them know, you know, he said, I'm helping with the healing process by the, you know, the cat, in other words, like I'm helping. And she just was like, so shocked that he was aware that they just, you know, brought this little kitten into their lives. So, and there's more to each reading, of course, but you know, he pushes them to, of course, get grief counseling too.
Right.
You know, so COVID is very hard. It's something that is very big right now. We all signed up for it.
And you said that twice now. We've all signed up for it. What exactly does that mean?
So it's kind of like 9/11. And basically 9/11 and even this whole pandemic, you know, 9/11, before we came here, they're like, all right, we need a couple thousand souls to step forward and really help assist in bringing a nation united. So after 9/11, we came so united. Okay. And then right now, there's just so much going on, with the pandemic. Yeah. It's, you know, we have a lot of things with police, racism, everything in the news. Right. If you're an empath too, you guys have to shut the news off. Don't watch it anymore. Right. I just see the weather or any type of updates you need, because you're going to absorb all this negative thing.
Oh, no. Yeah. I tell my clients, especially who are have a lot of anxiety,
yes.
even to myself that I deal with, you know, so much stuff that I have to limit what I watch.
Yes. Yeah. And it's healthy to do that. But also, too, you got to remember you're a spiritual being having a human experience. And if you have these psychic mediumship abilities, you're going to be very much more aware of the things that the news broadcasts. So if, you know, the next town over, there's a missing child, and this happened to me, and the family is pleading for help to find this child, but for me, I dreamt where the child was at. So and I knew the police officers that were working on that case, and that's where they found the child.
Okay.
So I just turn the news off, because I start to get downloads. Their past loved ones see, like birds on the cable lines, they see, oh, she's connected to this one, she can help solve the case or whatever it may be, bring justice to the family members. And, you know, I think you're going to be more aware of this conversation that we're having today too. Like, yes, I do have those dreams, or it's harder. And, you know, the news really causes more anxiety than happiness. I think that we should be the newscasters really giving the, you know, the medical spiritual side of, and we're real, you know, what we're talking about. It isn't fake. You know?
Right, definitely. So
more people are waking up, and we all signed up for this pandemic, you know, amongst many things, because you and I, we're older, so we've been through a lot. And 9/11 was a big thing. Now this pandemic is obviously a major thing. It's even bigger. You know, a lot of people are starting to wake up with, you know, everything that's going on in the news with politics, the governments worldwide. Okay. And it's a lot of spirituality is coming into place, and we need it more now than ever.
Right. You know? 'Cause it's something that's actually connected everyone in the whole world.
Yeah. I think I agree.
And so what also connects us all is that we are on this earth, we live and we die.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what you're doing in helping loved ones connect with their past loved ones is truly a gift. But some people may be afraid to. Like, I don't know if I really want to connect. Some people think that if maybe I need to connect with this person because maybe they're stuck, and that's why they can't go to the other side, even though from what you're saying is they're already on the other side.
Sometimes their level of consciousness or the way that they were raised or their religion too will sometimes just hold them back from what is the reality, you know, of what it really is like inside of heaven. It's right here. And I always tell people, don't be afraid. You know, I'll never tell anyone that they're going to die or anything like that. I don't do that.
Right.
You know, that's what everyone's always afraid of. That's one big thing that they're afraid of when they tell me, I don't want to know if I'm going to die. And I'm like, right. I'm not going to do that to you. And I'm not asking for that. And I don't know that.
Right.
So, right. Yeah, I can warn you, you know, about things that might happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the great thing about this gift too.
Okay.
These abilities. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about kind of the things that you see from the other side, in the sense of it's heaven or is it something else, and why we shouldn't be anxious about it or fearful.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
If you're listening, you have a pulse. If you have a pulse, you have stress. If you have stress, you should get a therapist. How do you find a therapist? You go online, type in therapist near me. Then you find a list of letters. LMHC, LPC, NCC. Ugh! How can you navigate and understand all this? Go to drkellyboucher.com. Dr. Kelly specializes in supporting people who suffer from stress, anxiety, burnout, and more. You can have help today. drkellyboucher.com.
Welcome back to the Bring in Intimacy Show, where intimacy is real. We've been talking with April Natale. Yeah, I said it correctly. Yes. Inside your heaven. And we are talking about how we've been talking about anxiety. And many people, sometimes they don't want to talk with their loved ones because they're afraid of where they think their loved one's going to be. Like, you know, and in your book, I mean, you're talking about heaven, but people are saying, well, I don't know if my loved one was a good person, bad person, whatever. What if he's not there to anywhere? Yeah. How do you address those concerns?
So it's really, truly different for how they played out their free will in this life, I guess, and really leveled up their level of consciousness, you know? There's so many different ways that people have passed away. And sometimes it is suicide, and sometimes it's cancer and whatnot. Sometimes the person was an abusive alcoholic or just very mean. And sometimes they were very, very loving and just a very evolved soul. So what I'm kind of shown is it's like seven layers, you know, a seven layer salad, or I say like Super Mario Land, there's different levels.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what I talked about in the book. So I kind of explained it this way, like there's so many different levels of consciousness. So the bottom levels, the most negative levels of heaven, you know, those are like the murderers, the rapists, things like that. Okay. And then when you get closer to the top, the most evolved, those are like,
and you see them at all different levels, or you just see,
So there's people that come through, and sometimes they can still be a well-known thing. That's, you know, in our eyes, a great teacher, but really they had a really bad side to them. So what they show me is, you know, grandma comes through and she just really lived her life and she did an amazing job. And, you know, I'm trying to show them, listen, look at your mother. She was in a very evolved soul because she was a teacher. She came here. She served her path and purpose. And she helped all these children. But then why did my mother or my grandmother have to die from cancer and suffer towards the end? And I'm trying to explain to them, she's saying, you know, she kind of signed up for this. It's okay. You know, she's okay now. She's on the other side. You don't have to be anxious. And that was just the way that she shed and left this body, this lifetime. Right. But she's a very evolved soul. So, and then there's people that are really negative, bad energy. And I still believe in reincarnation. I think that they do come back to really level it up, to make it to like the highest levels of consciousness on the other side. That's okay. How, that's kind of what they show me every time they come through.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes there was like an abusive father, let's say.
Right.
He was just mean and did you wrong as a child. And right. Now he's gone. He never had that closure. He never had that love. And he's coming through on the other side and he's kind of evolving there as well. Because you can evolve there as well. And he sees the way that he should have loved you, because then that would have brought you farther in life, mm-hmm. you know? So there's just so many different ways that they show me, you know, what it's like on the other side and the levels of consciousness and stuff. I hope that makes sense to everyone.
No, that makes sense of how mm-hmm. being that kind of stuff. Would you also consider yourself an empath? That you feel would you also consider yourself an empath? That you
an empath?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Yes, okay. Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that Pat helped me understand too, you know, was being an empath is you pick up on the energy and the feelings of everyone else as if they are your own.
Right.
You know, so a lot of people that have these abilities, you're definitely an empath. And then we kind of went down this list. So it's kind of like sitting in a doctor's office,
yeah.
but with a spiritual healer. Like I said, Pat Longo, she wrote the book, The Gift Beneath Your Anxiety.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes it's not always a medical solution. It's a spiritual one. So mm-hmm. when I sat with her, she said to me, you know, you're not crazy. Don't worry, you're just psychic. Like you're just gifted and you're an empath and you're picking up on everything. And sometimes you get ringing in the ears or you see sparkles or you feel the tingling. And she went on all these list of symptoms that I was having. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. And do you see shadows from the side of your eyes? I'm like, yes. And she's like, well, that's the energy, that's the spirits, that's the angels and everyone coming closer to you. So once you learn how to communicate with them, you learn their language, you can, you know, those physical symptoms will subside. Right. And the anxiety will start to lower. But every day, every morning, I do have to do grounding, surrounding, protecting, you know, like I had said earlier, and I do that for my kids as well too. So I encase them in a bubble of God's white light. I always put them on the bus and on my way home I'm like surrounding the bus and in a bubble of God's white light of protection. And, you know, my kids are very much like me. They have their big empaths. My daughter's very clairvoyant. She talks to the other side like nothing.
Right.
So,
right.
And children, children are very open. Yes. Right. You were going to ask about kids. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just about to say with children, they are very open and they don't have these misconceptions.
They don't start using that logical side of the mind just yet. Once you start getting older in school, you know, that logic mind starts coming in where you have to learn all this other stuff and you're not using whatever side it is that helps you really meditate, the right brain, the left brain and all that. So I still think this is all science and science is really just spirituality at the end of the day. And, you know, I had my friend, she messaged me the other day. She says, my daughter is so gifted. She had lost all her pictures and videos of her grandmother that just passed away. And her daughter walked up to her and she said, "Mommy, abuelita, grandma is not mad at you." And she says, "Don't worry, it's okay." Because she was so upset that she, right. all her videos and pictures of her beautiful grandmother that like helped raise her was diminished somehow in her iPhone. So children are very open to the other side. I believe in the reincarnation where sometimes they talk about past lives when they're little. Right. My younger sister, who is gifted and like me as well too, she used to say when I was in high school, da 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 da. Don't dismiss them. Believe them. When kids say there's somebody or they can't sleep in their bedrooms at night, believe them because they're picking up on the other side, just like me. Go in there and sage, you know, you can get white sage or holy water.
Right. Or create boundaries, like you said.
Just create the boundaries. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I like, thank you for sharing your story because also the main thing was that you accepted you.
And yeah, I had to.
Yeah, well, we don't have to. A lot of us don't. And that's
it, but it gave me a lot of anxiety, too,
yeah,
because you have the weight of the world and the opinions of others. But
right, and that's what causes anxiety sometimes. It's because we don't accept the gift
yes.
of talented.
Yes, and the intuition is the navigation system of our soul.
Right.
And if you're not honoring your own intuition, it's going to drive you crazy. Right. And oftentimes, you know, if you look at what the outside world and everyone's telling you, you're going to have a mental breakdown to the point of that spiritual awakening, like right. what happened to me. So right. my human self was having that mental breakdown because I was so worried about, you know, certain people that are very religious and sharing their belief system with me, trying to, you know, pin it on me. And I was like, but no. And then the other side was like, listen, girlfriend, you're really gifted. Come right. here, little girl. We're gonna keep calling mm-hmm. upon you until you wake up and do this. Mm-hmm. So I had always thought that I was going to be a healer in some way. That's why I felt my intuition was to be a nurse. And so I became a nurse. But then those things, you know, the other side kept, yeah, when you're working hospice and they're crossing over. Yeah. And I would go home at night. My hospice patient would die in the middle of the night, but I would dream of them and they would just stand there and say, thank you. So I put all these, you know, little stories in the book as well too. And the next day I would go to work and they say, oh, you know, old man Henry, your favorite down the hall, he passed away last night. And I just stand there like, oh, and he just stood there in my dream vividly. So, and he said, thank you. And I want you guys to know too, your dreams, when you see your past loved ones, they're just, that's their way of visiting you, you know? So yes. it's no different. I'm just able, when I'm awake, I'm able to go into that dreamlight state of mind that's like the hallways of heaven. Right. So, and that's how, when I channel, I'm able to provide all that validating, healing messages for a sitter like you, you know, and right. it's been great. But at the same time, yeah, there are a lot of sacrifices or, I had to let go of what others thought. I just.
Oh, yeah, you do. You can't be living in that world. You've got to be able to hear your voice, listen to what you're in.
Yeah. Because it was making me sick, you know, anxiety ridden. And it's not right. You know, if you're gifted, if your child is gifted and, you know, your beliefs are different because of, you know, religion or anything, your beliefs are just different. Your levels of consciousness is different. You know, allow your child to be who they were born to be, you know, and if you don't know who to go to, definitely contact me, contact somebody like a spiritual healer like Pat Longo. You know, there's so many people out there like myself that are experiencing anxiety because they're dreaming of things that are happening, or they're dreaming of death, or they're dreaming of past loved ones. And it's really because they are so open. They're such an empath, you know. And I'm sure this makes you think of some of the clients that you have, your patients or clients that are just so anxiety ridden, and you try to help them. But if you open that doorway to the spiritual side as well, too, and we all collaborated,
right,
you know, we could clear out the psych ward in like a week. So I'm down. I still have my nursing license. Let's go, Dr. Brown.
Definitely. Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for being on the show. And I'm glad you also mentioned again about dreams, because that's really impactful for people, that sometimes when they see their loved ones in a dream who has passed away, I mean, it's my belief that their loved one is doing okay. They're showing you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when the loved one looks younger or looks, you know, healed and stuff. Yeah. So
And usually they come to them when they're younger.
I've always
noticed that. And when they step forward, when I see them in a session and I'm describing them, you know, they show me the way that they left, or they show me how they looked when they were healthier.
Okay.
You know, awesome. So it's beautiful.
Yes. So if our listeners are out there and they want to connect with you, tell us about your book, your website, any social media.
Okay, so I am pretty much on like everything right now. TikTok, I just started. I'm on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube, all of the above. My book, Inside Your Heaven, is available on Amazon. And then you can go to my website as well, too, if you'd like a session or just to kind of read up about me, aprilnatali.com. And it's April like the month, A-P-R-I-L. NATALE.com. So, and I have a, you know, a Facebook page where we're live right now with the show with the lovely Dr. April Brown, and it's going on live right now. People are asking some questions on there too. So,
awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And oh my gosh, let's do this again. Let's do this when people are grieving the most. And usually I love, you know, around the holidays. And, you know, I want people to really peel themselves out of bed, you know, with grief. I've been there. Just because I have these gifts doesn't limit me to grief. I have experienced it. And I just want to help people really start moving forward, you know, getting up every day and moving through the deep stages of grief. And then, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And definitely, just because you mentioned that in the holidays, because many times, sometimes people think, well, I lost someone 3 months ago, I should be over it. And then a holiday comes and they're like,
whoa, really? Yes. Oh, some of your clients, you're saying?
Yeah.
And then they don't, and then they don't decorate.
They don't decorate. They don't celebrate. They say, when is this over? When is this grieving process over?
They want you to decorate. They want you to put the plates out where they usually sat.
Right.
You know?
They want you to continue living. And grief is a process. And you're right.
It really is. And honor those. And some people will call me like a month. I want to tell you guys this. Wait to come see somebody like me. I'd rather have you go to Dr. April Brown and work through your stages of grief before running to me either a week or a month after. Yeah. You really have to absorb it. And I'll tell people, I'll decline them and say, no, it's too soon. You have to wait 3 to 6 months to come to me after your loved one has passed.
Right.
So I won't. I'm strict about that. I won't see you. You know, you have to honor your human self and the stages of grief.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We'll do this again. I'm hoping. Definitely. Yeah. Maybe around the holidays or after.
Yes.
Whenever.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
you're so lovely. I love you. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You're so great to work with.
Yes, and so are you. And thank you for helping me in my healing journey.
Yes.
My losses. Yes.
Yes.
I totally appreciate that.
Thank you for being so open to it, you know, and you're so open. You're so receptive to everything. You're so just, I love that, you know, being a doctor and a woman of Christian faith as well. So I just really want to thank you for being so open to this. I just love having somebody like you really, you know, love and support me. And I thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh. Yeah. We connected because of the Aprils. You know that, right?
Yes, yes, we sure did. Thank you, Mom, for naming me April.
Same Jeanette. Here, Mom.
Yeah, tell your mama I said thanks.
Okay. So for the guests out there listening, let me let you guys know what's coming up in September. We have our next show. It's called Super You, Creating a Powerful Self. And then on September 9th, we have Culture Intimacy with Michael O'Brien. We're in September 16th. We're talking about retirement and how that deals with intimacy. And on 23rd, we have Nikki Nash on Unlocking Your Genius. Thank you so much about listening to the Bringing Intimacy Back show. You can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and we will continue to provide wonderful information. Thank you, and thank you again, April,
for being on the show. Thank you so much.
See you soon. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.